I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. This is Can We Help You? And I don't have my script in front of me. My name is Franco.
I'm Sash.
I'm Jax.
And we are a podcast.
You know when...
There we go. It's finally loaded up. We're here to help you with all of life's big questions, debates and hot topics, big or small. Oh, shit. Thank you for putting up with me, dear listener.
You bring us down. I think it's time to relegate him to the silent, like cone of silence again. Like I think it.
Yeah, go back to remember when you used to be silent, yeah. Franco?
I used to be.
Yeah, used to be a silent.
Oh, what a time that was!
Assassin.
What a great time.
No, we love you.
I would just like to start this episode today with a little correction from last week. I know I've been the last episode I had fake news.
What?
Today I have a little correction.
Oh. Okay.
So our very first episode back, I said it was our third year as the Can We Help You podcast. It's actually our fourth year, guys.
No, it's not.
That's disgusting.
How?
It's our fourth year.
How is
this
it?
We're in our fourth year of the Can We Help You podcast.
Are you counting redacted? God, right. When we were redacted?
No, what? that would be even longer.
Wait, when did we start this? No, it's
2021.
Not. No, that makes it our third year.
We're in our fourth year.
Yeah, but we haven't been going for 4 years.
We've done
3 years.
Yeah, we're in it. Well, I said we're in our third year. We're actually in our fourth year.
So, because isn't this a thing in, there's a culture or a country that does this, and I'm not going to say which one because I can't remember, where they don't, so when you're zero, they actually say you're one, like you're in your first year.
Thing.
I feel like this is, I think it's a thing somewhere, and I feel like that's what you're doing. Korea. Shane just told me it's Korea. It is the.
Franco, can you fact check that?
Well, we're 3 years old, is what you're saying.
And yeah, we're three.
We're still three. If we were a child, we'd still be three, but it is technically our fourth
we're in
year.
Our fourth
of,
year.
Of being.
Of being.
Yeah, so.
But you'd still say we're a 3 year old.
Yeah, yeah, but this year is our fourth year of the Can We Help You podcast.
Do you have a month? Was it early? Was it early?
It was
year?
Early in the year. Yeah.
So, okay, 2021. So let's say it was March because I feel like it was March. March 2022, 1 year. March 2023, 2 years. March 2024 is 3 years. We're not even 3 years old yet. We're not 3 years
but,
old.
This is going to be our fourth year this year is what I'm saying.
I'm confused.
Franco, can you fact check Korea? Because I don't think...
It is Korea. So in Korea, a newborn is considered 1 year old at birth.
But they're not 1 year old. They're 0 year old.
They're in their first year. That's your
the
point.
Time, apparently yeah, the time spent in the womb is included in the age count.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm.
How long were we in the womb for?
Well, I mean, technically we were in the womb for like, I don't know, 9 months or something. Something like that. Almost a whole year.
So does that mean we're five? This is our fifth year?
I guess so.
I don't want to do it.
No.
I have to count years on my fingers. I get too confused.
Mm. Anyway.
We've been around for too long, I think is what we're trying to say here.
Doesn't feel as long as it is, you know?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Like, when do... Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I suppose.
I suppose.
We went through Jack's moving overseas and then moving back and then moving overseas again.
I mean, we our very first episodes of this podcast when we were when we were somewhere else was in the middle of, you know, early COVID, a pre-COVID. So that means that we would be in our fifth year.
Sure. Hey, guess what I'm learning to do? So this is recorded ahead of time, right? But I'm doing a course this weekend. I want you guys to guess what I'm doing a course on.
What? How could I possibly guess what you're
just
doing
guess.
A course on?
It's not like – it's not academic.
Pottery.
Nah.
Oh,
God, is it going to be fun be or is it like
it's
going to
be great.
Something that
– So excited.
God. What kind of a course?
It's a three-day course.
Are you learning to
– Are you doing a barista course?
No, I already know how to make coffee.
Are you doing your RSA?
Nah, I've got that. It's probably expired, but I did get it.
Bartending course? Bartending course?
Nah. Oh. Adventurous. Oh, think wow. Adventure.
Rock climbing.
No, you don't need to do it. Well, I think you just learn as you go with that.
Abseiling.
Are you learning to fly a plane?
No. Should I tell you?
Hang glider? Are you going to be a hang glider?
You guys, are you getting... Think lower.
You said adventurous.
Think lower. Okay.
Oh, we were a barista and bartender, and you said more adventurous, and so we went more adventurous, and then you're like, no, that's too adventurous.
You said 3-day course, and I know that getting a scuba diving certification is a 3-day course.
Yeah. I'm learning to scuba dive. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I have wanted to breathe underwater since I was a child. I was always that kid that was like, let's play mermaids. Like, I would just fucking love. I wish I was a mermaid.
Yeah, but you're not going to be a mermaid. You will be in the water.
Yeah, I will be because I'll be breathing underwater.
Well,
that's mermaid or a fish,
sort
whatever.
Of.
Yeah. The closest you can get to being a mermaid, I'm going to be that.
Yeah, right.
But I'd always wanted to do it. And then for my 30th last year, I got a voucher to go learn to scuba dive. And we didn't get around to it last year. But then we bought one for Shane for Christmas this year, so he can come with me. So we're both going to learn how to scuba dive. So yeah.
Usually when people do the scuba diving course, they're doing it just before a big holiday or something where they're actually going to scuba dive. But once you've got your certification, where are you actually going to do it?
Are you going to swim with sharks?
Oh, I'd love
to
one day.
Are you going to go somewhere? Are you going to go to the Great Barrier Reef or something?
We are going to Thailand in June, and I was researching today some dive companies in Thailand. But basically every holiday we go on when we do a tropical island holiday, I always say to Shane, we've got to learn how to dive so that we can do it. And we never get around to doing it on the holiday. So I was like, let's learn before we go on our next holiday. And then that way, and you can also just book dives in Sydney. So there's actually great dive sites off a bunch of Sydney beaches, whether you take the boat or you go offshore. And so we can, the company we're doing it with, you can just book on a dive and you can just go on a dive with them. Like you don't have to be going anywhere. You can be right here at home in Sydney. So
I love that.
Yeah, I'm really
I wish
excited.
I did something like that. Like
you
see
can.
People.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
wish?
I know, but like I don't have the organization. Like you see people, especially in Wollongong, just like out on their jet skis.
Mm.
And like if I really wanted to, I could hire or buy a jet ski and like get really into it and go out jet skiing every weekend. But who does that? How do I
Wankers.
Find people who yeah.
Especially jet skis.
Yeah, you might
yeah.
be right.
Yeah, I used to know wankers with jet skis and they were fucking wankers.
Anyone who has a jet ski is a wanker. I'm putting that out there.
Good to know. I won't buy a jet ski. Thanks for Don't letting me know before I made that purchase.
I saw a scary movie about two female scuba divers who went scuba diving. They were sisters.
Oh,
and one
not?
Of them got
like,
caught.
Can you not before I've done
and,
it?
And, you know, running out of air and there was a whole thing, the whole movie. She was trying to get the air and the air was
movie?
Locked in the car. And it was like, it was scary. And they both nearly died.
Well, we're only going off the shore. So, like, we're not going to be going. I mean, we'll have certification to dive up to 20 meters, but because we're learning, I doubt. Like, we'll probably do one bit where we go really deep, but I think most of it's going to be pretty, like, just. But, you know, you can die if you hold your breath when you're scuba diving. Like, your lungs explode. It's fucking
what?
Wild. Yeah.
Oh, cause what?
Excuse me?
Yeah. We've had to do all these quizzes online before we actually go and start the course, which involves more quizzes. It's very intense.
Can I just say quizzes to yeah. me. When your lungs may explode level of like caution that you have to take, I feel like quizzes is a little too casual.
Well, there were seven quizzes we had to do, and so each one had like a block of theory and you'd read it and then you'd do the quiz at the end. Nearly every quiz had the question, even if it wasn't in the course part that we had just read. It was like, and what should you not do underwater? A, take photos. Oh, B, God. Touch marine life. C, hold your breath. Like, they drilled it in. Do not hold your breath underwater.
I just feel like quizzes is like, which Harry Potter character are you? Not yeah. like.
Like, you can pay attention to it or you can just choose not to.
Yeah, not like, will your lungs explode?
I heard a story about, I think this happened a year or two ago in Perth. There was a pilot who was up on his first ever flying lesson, and the instructor next to him passed out, and he landed the plane himself.
That's wild.
And figured out how to do it all. And he completely credited doing the extra research and making sure he was up to date on all of the quizzes and all of that. That's how to do it. So, yeah, the quizzes can save your life.
Quizzes can save your life, especially the Harry Potter ones.
I won't be holding my breath underwater. But, yeah, I'm really excited, so I just wanted to share that. So I can give you an update this time next week.
Exciting.
Yeah, okay. I'm excited to hear how it goes because I want to know all about it. I'm confused about the whole – I mean, obviously, don't hold your breath, but, like, what do you do?
Make sure you don't burst
because you breathe
the
into the thing, the mouth thingy.
Yeah, you got to constantly breathe. You have to like equalize the pressure as well. There's like with the mouthpiece, there's some buttons. It sounds like a lot of work.
It sounds
like
a lot of work.
I thought it would just be like strap on the equipment and jump in and you're off, but no, there's a lot of risks.
You can't like depending on how far you're down, you can't like resurface too quickly or you get really
I mean,
very,
you can in an emergency, like you do, you just go
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
No, but if you run out of fucking oxygen, you go. You got to get up to the top. You don't hang out and wait and go, oh, better not get decompression sickness. I'd rather die. But they have recompression chambers. Decompression sickness is where you've come up too quickly and your body's like all fucked up. But then you have to go to a recompression chamber. They recompress you. Like who would have thought the ocean was so complicated? Like just swimming in the ocean. Right. It's fucking wild. Anyway.
It's not for me. I think if you got to get recompressed, then maybe
you
just
don't.
Only
if you get sick do you have to recompress.
I learned about the recompression chamber after watching this movie because, you know, this one of the girls, she was like, I've got to go up and get your oxygen. And she went up three times without too quickly. And I was like, you are screwed, mate. Uh-oh. You are going to die.
She got the bends. Yeah. All right. Let's get into
Don't
a question.
Don't get the bends.
I won't. It's going to be very safe. I'm going to have a great time. I can't wait.
Great.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I have a question here from Ronnie, and this one's a little bit sad. Ronnie wrote saying that her mum has been diagnosed with cancer and unfortunately it's terminal and she's going to pass away. We're very, very sorry, Ronnie. That's awful news.
Sorry to hear that, Ronnie.
Ronnie writes, how do I regain a sense of myself before and after she dies? Because I honestly don't know what I'm going to do when she does pass away. I've been looking after her 24/7 for a really long time and I don't know how to be me again. Love a Ronnie who is very confused about everything. Oh, Ronnie, you poor thing. This is really, really sad. And we're really sorry to hear that you're going through this. I think that I've had a friend who lost her mum, and she talked about a group that really, really helped her through that. It was like a bereavement and loss group specifically for daughters who had lost their mothers. And she said that that was a really great resource that she was able to access. But I think, Ronnie, you have to be super duper patient with yourself and take the time to readjust. It's not going to be linear. It's not going to be a straight line. There's going to be all sorts of complicated feelings. I know I have a friend at the moment whose dad's really, really unwell and has been for a long time. And she has spoken to me about almost looking forward to the day he goes so that he's no longer suffering and no longer in pain. And she feels really guilty about that. And, you know, I understand where the guilt comes from, but I think it's just one of those silly human emotions. Of course, you don't want to see your loved one suffer or go through pain or illness. So I think be prepared for those really complicated, weird emotional moments where you kind of don't know if you're up or down. There might be days where you feel great and there might be days where you can't get out of bed, and that's totally fine. And you just have to be really patient with yourself. But yeah, make sure you're talking to family and friends. Make sure you're reaching out to additional support like a bereavement group if you need to. Simply, like, literally before we started this app, I plugged it into Google. Heaps of options came up that were in my area. So wherever you are, whether you're in Australia or overseas, you're going to be able to access those services. And a lot of them are online too. You don't even necessarily have to leave your bed. You can do it from home.
Oh, love that. I think that I think you're right. I think a support group is a great idea, especially because they you know, they're going to be people who can relate to what you're going through. And I can imagine it would be very you know, on top of everything else that you're kind of having to deal with, I imagine it'd be very isolating.
Mm.
And it can be hard when you're going through that sort of thing to feel like you have support, because, you know, you can often be like, well, no one really understands what it's like for me or what I'm going through. And so I think a support group, you know, if you feel that way inclined, is potentially a great idea, because those people will understand you and going through the same thing, have been through the same thing, and will help you through it. I think if there's, yeah, family, other family and friends that can also, you can just talk to or call up in the middle of the night or whatever when you're feeling a bit down. Talking to a professional can help. Yeah. But I think you're right. You are just going to have to take it slow, take it easy. Don't put any pressure on yourself to you know, feel a certain way or think a certain way. You know, be really kind of gentle with yourself. And it's going to take time. I think it's going to take some time for you to kind of, you know, readjust and reset your life. But you'll get through it, you know. And we're here for you, Ronnie. And
yep. I was about to say every damn day, but we're not here every day.
Twice a week. We're here for you twice a week.
Twice a week. Yeah, yes. Twice a week we're there for you, babe. All the time. Twice a week.
And twice a week. Yeah. I mean, you know, you can put on some old episodes and sure, pretend that it's every day.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Ronnie, take care of yourself. We're thinking of you. And reach out if you ever need a friendly hello from us. We will absolutely shout you out.
I got another question here from Ronnie.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Ronnie, thanks for your question. Ronnie writes, I've been listening from the very beginning, so welcome to your fourth or fifth year, Ronnie.
Ronnie, could you let us know? Have you been listening for 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, can you tell us?
We don't know.
We
can't figure it out. Ronnie says, I've been procrastinating about sending a question, but you know what? Good things take time. Okay, it's a lot of – you've really hyped this up, Ronnie. Ronnie writes, if you could rule a country – dictator style, but in a not murderous way.
Okay, good.
What country would it be and why?
I was worried about that.
Let's just, look, I'm worried about the premise of the question.
No.
It's not murderous. It's a fun way, not a murderous way.
It's dictator, but not
dictator
murderous.
Style, total control. So, total
a benevolent
control.
Dictator.
What Ronnie's asking is, if you were so likable that absolutely everyone in the country would just be fine with you telling them what to do.
Yeah. Which country?
And it was completely which consensual and no one got murdered.
I feel like I know which one Jax is going to pick.
What?
Surely yours is the US.
I would say so, yeah.
Are you saying
that? Yeah, let's guess what each other would pick and then reveal what you'd pick. Okay, so we guessed US. Jax, do you go against that?
I see. See, I think that's kind of a boring answer because, like, what am I going to do as a dictator of the US? Even the benevolent dictator of the US is just like, I'm just going to let people go about their day. Like, I want to be the dictator of, like, either like a North Korea, right, where I'm like installed to replace Kim Jong Un, but like make it really cool.
Oh, it's everyone's that's nice.
Oh, lovely. Or like, you know, like a small island nation where I can just make it like one giant party, like 24/7 giant party.
You would
all
hate
the time.
That. Why would you want to live somewhere with a giant 24/7 party? Well, you would hate that.
You could have like you could like split the island down the middle, and you could have a giant mansion on one side, right? Mm-hmm, quiet, mm-hmm. You know, on the beach, and then on the other side, it's just like you like make people party all the time, and you're just like, oh, I feel like partying today.
You must party.
You make people party.
Franco, I reckon. I see Franco wanting to be a dictator of New Zealand.
I reckon Franco's going to be something weird, like some weird Eastern European country.
Nah, I reckon he'd want Aotearoa because he's kind of like chill and like doesn't like just want to fuss. And that's how I see the people of New Zealand. They don't want to fuss. Like, they just chill. They just want
to
hang.
Most of the work's already done. They seem to have it pretty good over there. So like I wouldn't need to do much and everyone would be happy with it.
I feel like we're putting a lot of pressure on. Like I don't think I'd want to rule a country.
No, you have
that's
to.
It's so much work.
What are the benefits here? Like if the whole country would say what I would do, for example, like what
you're doing
actually...
It's a dictator style in a fun way. You've got a staff of people to make things happen for you.
Exactly.
It's not just
but I'm
you.
I'm kind of on your train of thought with the whole like very small island nation. Like I would want to be the president or whatever of a group of people where I know everyone's name. Like there's not that many of us.
Sometimes
our country is just a bit intimidating.
But also
there's
like,
4 million, 5 million people in New Zealand. That's too many.
But I think you want enough people that it's not too small, but not too many people. So what I mean by that is if I'm the dictator of a country and it's just you two, like that's not gonna be good because that's like Lord of the Flies fraught with disaster.
Oh, who'd come out victorious?
But like if it's like, you know, a few hundred thousand people or maybe even almost, you know, getting up to 1 million people, you can like live a separate life from the people, you know, everyone's having fun, but it's not like Lord of the Flies.
But
this
you're
is a
up
disaster.
In your castle and you're a bit separated.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you're
see,
forcing
my
everyone to party on the beach.
With you guys, you're going to hate me for that and that's not going to work. But if I'm with 100,000 randoms, it just is what it is. It's the country we live in.
See, what I want is I just want money and a country that is my playground. So I don't want to
– I would say, yeah, like if you're the head of a country, you're going to be the rich one, I'd say, in any country. So that's already sorted.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to have to worry about unemployment and raising the GDP and all that crap. I just want to hang out. I would choose – oh, you have to guess. Which one do you think I would choose?
I think you're going to choose some like, you know, maybe like France.
I was going to say like a small European.
Yeah. I'd go middle. I'd go France. Well, that's actually quite big. Yeah. France is quite
France,
big.
France is pretty fucking
France,
big.
I say France because.
Morocco.
No, thank you. Oh. No. Hear me out. This is why I choose France. I want a country that has it all. I want nice beaches. I want beautiful countryside. I want amazing cities. I want food. I want all those things. And France delivers. France has all of those things. I want a chateau in Provence. I want a castle in Lyon.
Maybe I could be the dictator of Italy. Imagine the food.
Yeah. See,
I think I've figured out which one mine is.
What?
I would like to be the dictator of Monaco, which is that tiny,
tiny
little
country
just on the south of France.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's just rich people and parties already. So I just get to be a part
of you.
But it's so full of wankers. Rich people are wankers.
Yeah, but I will have the biggest yacht because I'm the dictator.
You'd be the ultimate wanker. You would be number one wanker.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't think I'd implement any policies on my people. Like, I wouldn't want to fuck with their lives. I'd be like, I want everything to
you
run
need
smoothly.
To stop crime, though. You know, you got to
no,
do
but
the
I don't
whole...
want to do that. I don't want to do
but
any
you
of
have
that.
To. You're the dictator.
No, this is a utopia. Nothing is wrong. Everything is great. Everyone has enough money. Everyone has enough food. Everyone has everything that they need. And we all just live our lives surrounded by cheese and lavender and wine.
Ooh, lavender.
Oh, God.
Maybe I'd get like a small island nation and just make it one giant Disneyland. That would be fun.
See, that's why I'm surprised you didn't take – you could – if you were dictator of the US in a fun way, you know what you could do?
Yeah.
Shut down Disneyland for a day. It's yours. Shut down Universal for a day.
Idea.
It's yours. I could shut down Paris
I'm
Disney.
I'm pretty sure rich people already do that.
Do they?
Don't like actors like just shut down Disneyland for their kid birthday
nah,
party?
No, they shut down
I
rides.
They
like they'll take them on a ride alone.
Yeah.
But they don't shut down the whole park.
Yeah, no, they don't. But if you were a dictator, you could do that.
Yeah.
But you just wouldn't want to upset people. That's what I mean. You'd end up pissing people off. I don't think anyone
and
dictators
hate you.
Yeah.
And it's no longer a fun but not murderous way. It's a fun for you.
Fun for you.
Murderous for other people because they want to murder you kind of
then
way.
They want to kill you. Although, you know where I'd love to take over? So when we're in Paris, we went to Versailles. Have you guys been?
Nope.
The Palace of Versailles?
No.
It's no wonder that the French overthrew their monarchy. Holy crap, this place. And I was just walking around and I was like, can you imagine living – have you guys been to a palace, any sort of palace anywhere in any country? Like – huge
I
rooms.
I've been to many palaces.
I went to the Vatican.
That's not a palace. That's a church.
It's still ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's still like a very
ridiculous it's still
building.
Very opulent.
It's a display of opulent wealth, and that is exactly what Versailles. It was beautiful. The grounds were absolutely ginormous. People were using golf carts to get around. Like you couldn't walk around. You had to get a golf cart.
I think anywhere where outside is called the grounds is pretty prestige.
The gardens was full of citrus trees, and like the lawns were all mowed in these patterns. It was just absolutely bizarre. And I was just walking around. I'm like, can you imagine living in a place like this? Can you imagine having to like literally call your significant other and be like, where are you? Oh, I'm in the East Wing. Okay, I'll be there in half a fucking hour. Like, it's just crazy. So, yeah, I would also want to take over that.
A golf cart.
Yeah,
you can't have
a golf cart
inside the house. I'm talking about inside.
Well,
you don't want to damage all your lovely things.
Why? If you're the dictator, who cares? Buy new ones with all your money.
And it's just one golf cart. I'm the only one who can golf cart around.
Or like what about like a little trolley system, like a little cart that was on tracks and you could just jump in the little cart. And
a little train.
Have you seen those houses in – I don't know if they're a thing in many other places. I mean, I'm sure they are, but like in Sydney they're a thing in the rich houses because a lot of them are built on the side of like slopes because of the – around the harbour and stuff. They literally have little carts that you get in at the top of the driveway and it – down like a little train line.
What, like a little mine train?
Literally, it's like a little mine train.
What?
Like a little, because the property is that big that you go from the top and even if the house like goes back that far, the front door is down the bottom of the hill. So you can down.
Is this a dream that you had or is this real life?
I've been to two places with it. Two.
You've been there?
Once I went to Point Piper, which is where Malcolm Turnbull lived. I was there for work. I was actually there because of Malcolm Turnbull. I was scoping out. There was a sinkhole. Do you guys remember when a sinkhole opened up next to Malcolm Turnbull's house?
Oh, God.
Anyway, it did. This was in like 2017.
Sounds like a nothing story.
I was an On the Road reporter. They're like, oh, just go get take some photos of it. It was pretty interesting to see, not going to lie. Anyway, so I'm sitting in the car. I was like writing up a report and someone, I could overhear two residents near me talking. Point Piper is like the most expensive suburb in Sydney. And their conversation, they were like, have you decided what carpet color to put on the tennis court yet? And I was just like, oh, my God, this is people's lives. This is what they worry about. The carpet – it's called carpet as well. Since when is tennis court greens considered carpet?
Well, when you're that rich, you can carpet
a
tennis
court. There are carpeted tennis courts. That is an option. And they used to play tennis tournaments on carpet. So I think if you've got like an indoor court or something, then you get it carpeted. Yeah.
And choosing the color.
That's like really fancy though. That's
It's next bloody level. So yeah, I don't know how we started talking about that. But
one day we'll be that rich from this.
One day we'll be our fun dictators and we'll be able to get carpet court tennis court carpet. Ronnie, thanks for your question. Nice one. Nice little random one to wrap up the episode.
thank you for listening to the Can We Help You podcast. You can find us at Can We Help You podcast on socials. To get in touch, hit us up there or go to our website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com.
Yes, please. Please pay your listener taxes. We're running low. The coffers are bare as we head into the new year, and we are pleading with our taxpayers to pay up. We don't forcibly enforce these taxes.
It's voluntary. We'll send guys around to your house.
Beefy
guys who will break your legs.
To an extent, it is a voluntary tax, but it's mandatory. So please pay up.
And you may have heard in the news about tax cuts. That doesn't apply here. We're not doing any of them.
No tax cuts. Absolutely no tax cuts. No tax cuts.
You know, taxes are going up. As of now, more taxes.
Yeah. We need three questions. Three questions a quarter. And that's it. We'll be back in a couple of days again.
Okay, see you then.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.